The views expressed on the following program are the views of the show's host and do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station, their management, their donors, their underwriters, nor their seventh-born sons. Broadcasting from KAOS 89.3 FM, Olympia, Washington, it is time for the Thunderbolts. Yes, kids, there you were, enjoying your privileged white status, blissfully ignorant of the fact that your shoes were manufactured by a child slave, until one day, you turned on your radio, and you were struck by the Thunderbolt! Hello, Cascadia! It's time to wake up! Yes, you better grab that cup of coffee, because you are about to be struck by the thunderbolt of truth and justice. Here it comes. Yes, kids, the thunderbolt is your guide to activism in Thurston County. I have news. I have commentary, I have a calendar for activist-related events, kick-ass music, and dumb jokes! So Cascadia is off of the couch and into the streets! It's time to save civilization from fiery apocalypse! Though even the apocalypse is gonna have to wait until I have had a cup of coffee! All right. Welcome to the Thunderbolt for October 30th, 2020. Since this will be the last show before Election Day, I decided to play a rerun from the 2016 election just for old time's sake. This show is called Animal Farm. Enjoy.
Oh, yes. And here we are again. As anyone who listens to the Thunderbolt knows, I've been known to speak a variety of musical languages, but I must confess that my native tongue, so to speak, is rock and roll.
Going back to Birmingham, way down in Alabama. Going back to Birmingham, way down in Alabama. Oh yeah, but see my old Aunt Mary and my girl.
Yes.
Hey, baby.
First, I have a Thunderbolt maxim.
Hey,
the quality of any given government,
yes, tell me, baby,
is determined
what's getting wrong with you? Ah!
By the people that are running it. I consider a lot of the arguments over competing forms of government to be largely academic. A dictatorship is by far the most efficient manner of running a government. And so I would consider the best government to be a dictatorship that is run by an enlightened, wise, and benevolent dictator.
Hey, 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 hey!
The problem there,
hey, baby,
of course, is that you probably couldn't pay any enlightened, wise, and benevolent person enough money to take the job.
What's getting wrong with you?
Therefore, we might be required to draft them. And I guess we could even impose some kind of punitive measures for those that refuse to be a dictator when chosen by the public to do their civic duty.
Yes, I'm hollering and screaming, don't leave me all alone.
Needless to say,
I'm hollering, I'm screaming,
even though I'm saying it, Anyone that possesses the slightest desire to actually have the job of running the world obviously suffers some kind of serious psychological derangement, and thus, such people should never be allowed anywhere near any levers of power. So radical Islam keeps attacking us, and everybody keeps pretending that they are a bunch of crazy people who had no legitimate anything to do with anything. According to one ex-president, they hate us because of our freedom. No, actually, they hate us because we keep brutally exploiting them and murdering their families.
Now, once there lived an old man with a very crooked nose.
Osama bin Laden had three stated goals for the 9/11 attacks. American troops out of Saudi Arabia, check. Oil at over $100 per barrel, check. And bankrupting the United States. Mate. Achieved his first two goals within a year, and the third only took a few more. Mr. Bin Laden was greatly assisted in achieving all these ends, thanks largely to the predictable and predicted reaction of the Bushites to the 9/11 attacks. One of the current tactics the Islamist forces are using is they are attempting to push a wedge between Muslims living in the West and the dominant cultures in which they live. They are being greatly assisted in this effort by numerous European and American politicians. And meanwhile, over in Brazil, the left-wing government there has been running the place for many years now, and they're currently in crisis due to a major corruption scandal combined with a major economic crisis brought about by the collapse of oil prices. The irony here is that both sides are indeed utterly corrupt. The right-wingers, who are trying to bring down the government, are even worse than the people they are accusing.
Hello, Thunderbolt fans. This week's show is called Animal Farm, and yes, it is indeed named after the George Orwell novel, wherein animals begin acting like people, though it is not always clear who is imitating who. But first, I have been engaging in some very deep introspection lately, and I have realized that I often say very mean things about some of our national leaders here at the Thunderbolt. And I am thinking of perhaps transforming the Thunderbolt into a kinder, gentler, and friendlier radio show. April Fools! Yes, kids, actually, we're gonna zap some thoroughly vile evildoers with some high-voltage thunderbolts that are anything but a joke. Democrats, Republicans, Honduran fascists, we blast all of them this week. And the toothless old grandpa says he's got a very special treat for us as well.
So it's time for all the good knights of truth and justice to mount your steeds and draw your swords. It's the No Joke Thunderbolt, scorching the airwaves of Olympia with indignant wrath and moral outrage. So I have yet to hear a single presidential candidate say anything significant about foreign policy. Since foreign policy is a vital jugular for the presidency, and since every single candidate, including Bernie Sanders, totally sucks on foreign policy, then that is a problem.
Purple haze all in my brain. Lately things just don't seem the same. Acting funny, but I don't know why. Excuse me while I kiss the sky. Don't know if I'm going up or down. Am I happy or in misery? Whatever it is, it's put a spell on me.
Foreign policy is, in fact, what most disturbs me about Bernie Sanders. Mr. Sanders has supported a lot of military expenditures. He has supported a lot of militarist interventions. Mr. Sanders voted for the Libyan intervention, for instance. Mr. Sanders supports the F-35 fighter jet, even though the F-35 is a total piece of shite that is noted mostly for killing its test pilots. The military has publicly stated that they do not even want the F-35. Yes, Mr. Sanders supports it. Does Mr. Sanders not understand that the Wall Street corruption he rails about so effectively is so intertwined with the American war machine that they are virtually one in the same? One thing I will say is that there is obviously a massive anti-establishment wave happening amongst the American voter. And Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders are both speaking directly to that wave. The Democrat base will support whatever Democrat is nominated, even if it's Sanders. However, a significant portion of the Republican base will defect if Trump is nominated. That means that the disaffected portion of the electorate,
is it tomorrow or just the end of time,
will very likely choose the next president. And frankly, here's what I'm thinking in a Trump versus Clinton contest. We'll know what we'll get with Hillary Clinton.
Drugs made her mind wander. When making love, she would often forget where she was or who she was with. Macabre thoughts would take over. One minute, she's in a stylish penthouse apartment. The next, a Nazi concentration camp surrounded by barbed wire fences, machine guns, and spotlight turrets. A stormtrooper grabs her by the hair and drags her to a laboratory where they plan to use her for medical experiments. The room reeks of stale sweat, whiskey, cigarettes, and dried blood. She feels the stinging cold as her naked body is tightly strapped to a metal gurney. Sharp objects begin poking and slicing into her. She screams, but only a muffled moan emanates from her gagged mouth. on the verge of unconsciousness. The gurney is suddenly hoisted vertically. She tumbles off headfirst into an ice-cold river, bobbing up and down through turbulent currents, gasping for each breath, desperately attempting to grab a hold of anything. But the current is strong and the rocks are slippery. She bounces and crashes until she reaches a shallow pool. Her bruised, beaten, and sliced body, numb from the cold, lay on the rocky shore. Too weak to move, with her last ounce of strength, she lifts her head a few inches. She watches as thousands of crabs and crayfish crawl out from under the rocks, cover her body, then begin to feast. Suddenly, she's back at the penthouse. She looks into the eyes of her lover and fakes an orgasm. He notices her tears and thinks to himself, "Damn, I'm good."
With Hillary Clinton, we will get more interventionist wars without end. We'll get more mass surveillance. We'll get more immunity from prosecution for Wall Street thieves, simultaneous with brutal prosecution of anyone who exposes the Wall Street thieves. We'll have more mass murder of women and children with drones. More cuts to everything that benefit working or unemployed or homeless or mentally ill or disabled people, even if it's our country's lifeblood, is being sucked into secret Cayman Island bank accounts.
Purple haze all in my brain. Is it tomorrow or just the end of time?
In other words, more and more of everything that is killing us.
Bonjour, les animaux.
That sure is a rootin' tootin'. It's election time. This year, we literally got a circus. We got wild animals of all sorts. We got barkers and clowns and mysteries and villains galore. We even got monkeys. Yes, kids, welcome to the Monkey House. So now, the presidential field has been narrowed to four fascists, a socialist, and a clown. And the freaking clown is winning. Who's the top cat in this jungle?
Top cat, the most effectual top cat, whose intellectual close friends get to call him TC, providing its wit dignity. Top cat, the indisputable leader of the gang. He's the boss, he's a bit, he's a championship, he's the most tip-top top cat.
Now with Donald Trump, as opposed to Hillary Clinton, we have absolutely no idea what we're actually gonna get.
Yes, he's the chief, he's the king, but above everything, he's the most tip-top top cat. Top cat!
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? Be better off than you are.
Oh, would you rather be a mule?
I'm pretty sure that Donald Trump would very seriously suck, and he might possibly even suck more than Hillary Clinton would.
A mule is an animal with no funny ears. He can't separate anything he hears.
His back is brawny and his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school,
you may grow up to be a mule.
But maybe, just maybe, Mr. Trump will turn out to be a cool cat.
Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. Whenever he gets in a fix, he reaches into his bag of tricks. Felix the cat, the wonderful, wonderful cat. You laugh so much your sides will ache, your heart will go pit-a-pat. Watching Felix the wonderful cat.
Yes, in this jungle, they talk in sound bites and generalities. And Mr. Trump is obviously saying what he obviously knows that a lot of people want to hear. And he seems to be very good at doing just that. Well, I would suggest that we have no idea what the man really thinks about much of anything.
There you go, Astro Boy, flying high in the sky. We'll cheer you, you're a hero, and go, 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 Astro Boy.
Yeah. So consider this. If the choice is between someone that I absolutely know will totally suck and someone that I don't have the slightest clue what he will actually do, well, I'm afraid I would be at something of a loss, to be honest.
There you go, Astro Boy, flying high in the sky. What can I do to be like you and become a real Astro Boy?
Problem with this way of looking at things is that the lesser of two evils is still evil. As far as Democrats and Republicans, a pox on both their houses. Yes, we have choices.
Would you rather be a pig?
Do you want a fascist who supports gay marriage? Or a fascist who is against gay marriage?
A big, ancient animal with dirt on its face. It's huge, horrible, terrible disgrace. Ugh.
He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a pig,
you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moon beams home in a jar, and be better off than you are? You can't be swinging on a star because all the monkeys don't reside in the zoo. Every day you know you see quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you.
You can be better than you are.
You can be swinging on a star.
And now the Thunderbolt presents a solution to our political problems.
Smack! Eat smack! Eat smack! Eat!
One of my things you gotta do when your monkey's in bed, though he's the very best friend that a man ever had. But we're chimp, it's monkey, and I like to monkey with that tender boy over now. Spank your monkey and go smack! There are times when a man's gotta act like his dad, and you gotta spank your monkey when your monkey been bad.
So, what do you do with a bad monkey?
Well, get your hand around that monkey like a fist round a banana. Shoot him up good on a metal feeding ram. Look him in the eye and go, boy, you is dead. How'd you think the baboon's butt got so red? He got smacked. Just spank him good. Well, they're long on hair and they're short on breath. gotta lock them up when they play too rough. And I can't seem to spank my monkey enough. Spank your monkey. Well, said one monkey to the other, let me pick your salt deposit. But he didn't let on that he just come out of a closet. When he thought the time was right to try a new trick with his head, the other monkey took a big step, killed the other monkey dead. He was spank, spank.
All right. We finally have the solution to all our political problems. I can think of a few monkeys I'd like to smack.
Oh, will they stand erect? They can flex their pecs. His bananas turning him into a nervous threat. He gives it a whack and his eyes roll back. And his jaw goes smack and it falls into a crack. Yeah, there's a thing you gotta do when your monkey being bad. He'll be the very best trim that a man ever had. But when the chimp gives a funky hand, I might do a funky bit mad. And the boy over now and go smack. Wow! Well, then go smack. Wow! Oh, well, I got some news to tell ya. It's gonna make you sad. You'll be mad at me, but tell it.
The staff would like to assure listeners that no monkeys were harmed during the recording of this Thunderbolt. And it is time to take a quick station break. We'll be back in just a moment.